chapter 6. God is light. 1 John 1 and 2. Robert C. Newman. Brief abstract. A discussion of selected verses in 1 John 1 and 2. How God's character, compared to light, should influence our own attitudes and actions. We think a little bit first about John's purposes in his first letter, that is in 1 John. He gives us four of them, I think. One, that we might have fellowship with God. 1 John 1:3. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. A second purpose, that we may avoid sin. 1 John 2:1. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have one who speaks the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Thirdly, that we may avoid false teachings. 1 John 4:3. Every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you've heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. And fourthly, that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Well, let's take a look at 1 John, some selected verses from 1 John 1 and 2. First, God's message through Christ. 1 John 1:5. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. So Jesus' message is, God is light. John emphasizes this by saying, in him there is no darkness at all. In the next verses, we see the consequences of this. 1 John 1:6 and 7. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin, or purifies us from every sin. So, if we claim fellowship with God, but walk in darkness, then it follows that we are lying. Verse 7. If we walk in the light, it follows that we have fellowship and forgiveness. Next follows, I think, perhaps a digression on sin, 1 John 1:8 through 1 John 2:2. And I think the purpose of this is to help us see the necessity of confessing our sins and to protect us against false teachers who claim sinless perfection. In any case, that brings us to our next passage, 1 John 2, verses 3 through 6, where we have the test. Obedience. The apostle says, we know that we have come to know him, you know God, if we obey his commands. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. So here's the test, obedience. A general statement, if we keep his commands, then we know him. 2:3. So what follows from that, either logically or practically, is that if someone says, I know him, but doesn't keep his commands, it follows that he's a liar. 2:4. Whoever keeps his word, God sees to it that in him the love of God is perfected. Verse 2:5. And one who says he abides in him must walk as he that is Jesus walked. 2:6. Following this, John gives us the command, love. 1 John 2:7 through 11. Dear friends, I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you've had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there's nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in darkness, and he does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded him. This command, love, is old because it's given in the Old Testament. You see that in 2:7, and examples, the two great commandments that Jesus and the lawyer are discussing What's the first and great command? That you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul and strength. And the second, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So the command is old because it's given in the Old Testament. But it's new because Jesus emphasized it and lived it. Verse 8. It's true in him, true in Jesus, and it's true in you, real believers. So, one who says he's in the light but hates his brother is therefore still in the darkness. Verse 9. So, one who loves his brother therefore remains in the light, as there is nothing to make him stumble, perhaps implying that this lack of love can be a cause of one stumbling in their spiritual life. So, a general summary. All of this is in 1 John 2:11. One who hates his brother, therefore, is in darkness, walks in darkness, doesn't know where he's going, and he is blinded by the darkness. So, conclusions. Do I have fellowship with God? Do you have fellowship with God? Do I have eternal life? Well, John tells us that this question, eternal life, something we can't see directly, is answered by answering this question, what is my life like? And some of the specifics, do I love others or hate them? Examine your own attitudes, your thoughts, your words. Do they show love for others or do they show hate for others? Do I keep God's commands or break them? John has already indicated briefly in the section we jumped over, chapter end of chapter 1, beginning of chapter 2, that indeed even true believers break God's commands now and again, but their life is not characterized by that. They don't want to do that, etc. So do I keep God's commands or break them? And we should ask ourselves these sorts of things. Do I bully others? Do I call other people names? Do I put other people down? Those are indicators that we don't love others. We hate them, if you like. Further conclusions. It's very easy for us to see these problems in other people, but for the moment, we should forget about them and look at our own lives. Compare our life with what God commands, not with how you are better than some others. Nearly everybody on earth is better than some others, huh? And of course, nearly everyone on earth is worse than some others as well. But what we need to do is compare it with what God commands. Well, that's the end of our quick tour of selected verses in 1 John 1 and 1 John 2. And this, I think, summarizes its teaching. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. May the Lord help us to seek the light, to seek the God who is light and in whom there is no darkness. I pray that for myself, and I pray that for you, my readers here. The Lord bless you.